Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast Secret Dump.
Moshe, you are so sweet. Yeah. It was my birthday.
Oh, that.
And I always ride you because you
She rode me the night before her birthday as a present to me.
You never really are into presents and you don't really like presents. Yeah. You like to just be, you know, have it be a little more spontaneous, not necessarily on the date of your birthday.
Why are you roasting
just
me?
A number.
I thought you were giving me a compliment. Now you seem to be roasting me.
I'm giving you a compliment. And then, so you got...
You're talking about the bouquet of flowers I got you from Rite Aid night before.
You got me dyed blue daisies.
No, that's not true. It's carnations was the riff you were looking for, but I didn't do that, but I did
No, they were blue daisies.
No, they were... It was a bouquet of flowers...
From Rite Aid.
From Rite Aid.
It's not my first one from Rite Aid.
No, the reason I did that was because I wanted her to wake up to... balloons and flowers, and I had to dip out when she was asleep in the middle of the night to go get them. So actually, I did a really sweet thing.
Honestly, you're so right. And having those balloons when I woke up, because that's kind of been a thing with the pandemic, to try to put people in a good mood. And then I remember our daughter and I, we decorated your
door is door. The word you're looking for.
And it was so sweet. And then we got her balloons 2 years in a row, and she loved them so much. And then we got you balloons, and I'm like,
honor of your endless font of positivity about the Disney Corporation, I got you a happy birthday balloon and two Mickey Mouse balloons.
Oh my God, can we stop for a second?
I mean, isn't that sweet?
Another one, but it got rolled over. But I just wanted everyone to know that you weren't lying.
Doesn't that say, when you're looking at this, Mickey with his thumbs up, doesn't that say I want to just bend you over and make sweet love to you? Doesn't that just say, like, I carnally desire you?
Here, Mosh, look, and we'll take a picture. Okay.
So we're going to let this go. But listen, Natasha.
Yeah, I want them. I've been taking them around with me for 2 days, and it makes me feel like a kid again.
Tell them what I really did, Tosh.
Oh, yeah. So Moshe then told me we were going out to dinner.
Yeah.
He got me a massage.
I had other plans up my sleeve.
He got me a massage, and then after my massage, he said we were going to dinner, and then we went to dinner, and all my friends were there.
It was a surprise party.
That was so sweet. I've never had one before.
You know what?
And
they
all my
say,
friends screamed surprise in this really like kind of quiet restaurant. It was kind of cute.
You know what they say? They say that if you tell a man something for 7 years, year after year, with a look of great disappointment in your eyes, he will get that message on year 7. And that's what, this was the year I got it. Yes, indeed.
Did you feel really good when, I'm glad I didn't cry.
I wish you had. Because.
You really wanted me to cry?
Yeah, well, just it would have made me horny.
It definitely was disorienting.
You would have been surprised.
Because I was like, am I in a dream? Why are all my favorite people here? Why are they all together? Well, Moshe wouldn't have thought to do this.
You know what? That's sweet of you to say, honey.
I was so confused.
To our Endless Honeymoon Podcast listeners, there were a lot of alumni from this podcast.
That was really sweet, Moshe. And, you know.
All right. Well, we can let the balloons go. I'm trying to look at you. You know, let's just let them float to the sky, like our love. Let's let them float away like our love today. Okay. Now, listen, Natasha.
Yeah.
I thought that since it's Friday, it would be a really good day for us to play a few secrets.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I have a secret. So I get really, really turned on airplanes. And so for a long time, I kept forgetting this was true about myself. And so every time it would happen, I'd get like really surprised and just be like, what is wrong with my brain? Why can I only think about cock on this airplane? But now I've started recognizing it more. And so I've been really unpacking this, like, why do I get so turned on airplanes? And like, not like I have like a mile high fantasy or anything. Like I absolutely do not want to have sex on an airplane. So I think the first time this happened must have been when I was like 16, because I'd had my first sexual experience and very quickly after got on an airplane. So I thought about it the entire airplane ride. Similarly, I would like be flying to see a man I'd met, and then would think about sexing her airplane ride. And now I think I've just conditioned my brain to only think about sex on airplane rides. And then, like, maybe it's because, like, the seats kind of vibrate as you, like, go. And so I'm always just surrounded by all these people, and I'm just thinking about, like, dick on airplanes. And it's every time. And then sometimes it catches me off guard because I forget. But anyway, that's my secret. Have a great day. Bye.
So this is a message to the fellas out there. This lady might be riding on your plane. Anytime you're on an airplane, if you're male and listening to this, the woman sitting next to you might be this woman who's incredibly turned on. So what I would recommend to our male listeners is turn to the woman sitting next to you on any airplane ride you're ever on and say, are you the lady that's thinking about cock? And if she is, you could really get lucky. And if she's not, you could get a visit from the federal air marshal. So that's kind of a fun challenge to our listeners.
I like that. Also, if you're looking around an airplane these days and getting horny, there's something.
Something's up?
Something's wrong.
What's up? What's interesting to me is how bizarre the human brain is, how they make these like connections. Like, oh, she hooked up with someone and then took a plane ride, and now every time she's on a plane ride, she gets horny. Like, no other animal does that, do they? I mean, there's no chimpanzee that's like, every time I walk by coconut tree 4X, I start to think about the first time I rutted with a chimp in estrus. Like,
what? Rutted?
Yeah, like, don't they rut kind of?
They
monkeys?
Rut their nuts?
They rut nut.
Ew.
But isn't that, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's got these fetishes and stuff. The other animals don't have fetishes. You don't see a wildebeest that's like, oh yeah, I got to look at a watering hole that's full after a monsoon so that I can get a good nut on. Most animals they mount up, they bust down, and they go about their business.
Hey, also, what was the issue? What's wrong?
It's a secret. There
it's
is
a
no
secret,
issue.
But. Live life. That's okay to be horny on airplanes.
She wasn't ashamed of herself. She was giving us fodder.
I just find airplanes to be pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just find everything about them not very sexual.
Although this is interesting. I was thinking, like, I never heard it with an airplane before because she was talking about the vibrations. But I have heard that some women, like, they like to ride a bicycle, you know, or they would like to ride a horse until they bust.
Mm.
You ever heard about that?
No. Yeah. Like a camel or like a horse.
Yeah, a camel. Yeah, a lot of women like to ride camels till they bust. You know, that would be a very expensive form of masturbation if the only way you knew how to make yourself come was to ride a camel. You'd have to go to Abu Dhabi a lot.
Right. Well, I guess what you're implying is that it's not fetishes aren't really a thing and they're kind of like a luxury.
No, what do you mean? I don't know. It's a part of the human animal. I mean, it's so bizarre. Such a bizarre part of the human animal. Did I ever tell you the story about the woman? I must have. About the woman who I hooked up with, I met on the internet, who her thing was she wanted to be really degraded, and she wanted to be, like, name-called. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, she was like, I have no limits. I want you to really, really call me names.
Wait, that's so much to think of during sex.
I was having a great time.
What would you call her?
I mean, it was awful. I mean, she asked for it. She was like, I really want you to be like really horrible to me. And so I was like, you know, calling her names, you know, saying like
dirty cunt whore. What's way worse than that?
You're ugly. You're disgusting kind of a thing. She was into it. Right.
Mm.
And then she was going down on me while I was doing that, you know, like you're a fucking ugly pig and things like that. And then all of a sudden she
sounded like you kind of liked it.
I was into it. It was kinky. And then all of a sudden she very much stopped. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? You know, I mean, did I go too far? And she's like, and I wasn't touching her. She was going down on me. I wasn't touching her. I must have told the story before. Have I, Laura? We don't know. Maybe. This is a good enough one that I'll tell it again. She's going down on me. I'm not touching her. Not touching her genitals at all. And I think she was not touching herself either. And I'm just calling her names. She stops. I go, are you okay? Did I go too far? Are you upset? I'm sorry. And she goes, no, I came. Just for me talking shit. Like, you know, I am one of the best in the business of talking shit. You know, I'm a crowd work king. But damn, I was just like, you nasty fucking piece of garbage. And she's just like, eh. And she got hers.
See, that makes me too sad.
Well, for her, something happened where she connected sexuality with verbal abuse. I don't know why. Maybe there's a dark story behind it, or maybe not. Not every fetish is dark. I mean, sometimes it's just what you're into. You know?
Right. Well, why don't we hear another secret motion, unless you want to regale us of more of your...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. There's another time. There was a co-ed. She's a Swedish co-ed. She's in the Swedish national volleyball team. And
let's hear a secret.
Hi, Moshe. Hi, Natasha. Love you both so much. I do have a secret today. My son is now a year old, but when he was 2 months old, he was hardly sleeping, so was I. I would put him in the car and drive around until he fell asleep. And this particular day, I was driving. I stopped at a Target. He fell asleep. I even fell asleep, took a nice nap. When I woke up, I had to pee, and I didn't want to wake him. So I reached into the back seat and grabbed a diaper of his. And I thought maybe I had heard on someone's YouTube video one time that someone had used a child's diaper to use the bathroom in. Anyway, I positioned it under myself, and then I saw across the parking lot, I was parked way towards the back, that a parking lot employee was like walking towards me, definitely to investigate why I had been parked there so long and had not come out. So I have like my pants down and the diaper under me, and I have to like drive away. I like put the car in drive and just like drove to a different parking lot. And then I had to try to pee, and I finally kind of got to start to pee. And then I realized that this diaper was so not going to hold all my pee. So I had to stop, and kind of like figure out this mess. And I had other errands to run that day, and I had to just put them on the back burner and drive home and figure out my mess. Anyway, to anyone that thinks that you can put an adult pee in a child sized diaper, don't try it, especially to new moms that are sleep deprived. Anyway, thanks for letting me get that off my chest. Have a great day. Bye.
I have a hot take.
What's your take?
This story about pee, barely a secret. About poop, now that's a secret.
Well,
now that's fucked up.
If you shit in a diaper.
Yeah, you can pee in a diaper. What are you supposed to do?
Well, I got a hot take. I got a real hot take.
Yeah.
Ready for this?
What?
She thinks she heard about that secret from a YouTube video. You know where she heard it?
On this podcast?
On this very podcast.
It sounded
one of
familiar.
I believe one of our first episodes
but
ever.
But I would totally do that.
We had a caller that called in with a secret, and the secret was that they peed into a diaper. And the reason that she had that idea was because she's an Endless Honeymoon podcast fan, and we want to say you are welcome for that hot, hot tip.
I would actually do it. I actually want to. Actually, this is...
You should
not
do
only
it.
A tip, we should all keep a baby diaper.
What?
Women out there, keep a baby diaper in the glove compartment.
She just said it won't take, that an adult size piss is too much pee for a baby diaper to take.
Whatever's the jumbo baby diaper.
Yeah,
put it
it's
in
called
there.
an adult diaper.
It would definitely take that. I'm sure it would. Your baby pees all night long.
Well,
and then keep it in there when men can just kind of stick their dicks out of the
into
you know,
a Mountain Dew container or something.
Yeah, or just like right out of the out of the door jam.
You can't, what?
Can't you just like if you're like stalled in
take
traffic?
Take me through that. Take me through the body physics of what's happening for this.
You're stalled
in traffic.
Yeah, and so you just kind of like unbuckle your pants or, you know, just kind of like stick the... Or no, you could just unzip your fly, stick your dick out.
What
you kind of like get on your knees.
So you flip your body all the way around?
Yeah, you get on your knees and then you just
wait,
like...
On your knees where?
Right here. You open
right
the
here?
Door. You open the
what do you
door.
Mean here? Oh, so in on the highway.
Oh, wait, hold on. That would be hard to like have. Also have it on the brake.
Why would you even... If you're opening the door, why not just get out and pee on the ground?
Because you might be in traffic.
So what were you thinking is happening?
That you're just like, you just like the same way that if I'm in traffic and I want to like dump out some coffee, what I'll open up the door jam and
honey,
dump
not
it out.
All men have a 46 inch flaccid penis like I do. That's what you're revealing to our listeners. For me, yes, I could unzip, unspool, throw it out the window, pee, spool it back in, and get on with my day. Okay, let's do one more secret.
Hey, yo. Aren't we supposed to do funny hellos? Well, here I am with my secret. My partner, we're not married yet, we have a toddler, are going to Vegas in a couple months, and we are going to visit a brothel. And I'm really excited, and this is a secret. He owes me for my birthday. We date women. I'm bisexual, but we're going to go to a legal brothel. And I'm glad that I can tell somebody because I haven't been able to tell people. So we're going to pick two women to be with from a lineup. I guess that's how it works. And that is my secret. So wish us luck.
Two?
Thanks. She's just like calling to rub it into my face.
I know. It's
you know what? I want to do it.
Yeah, right.
Well, she just let us know. Okay, here's
two
the thing.
Women?
Let us know how it went.
Oh, yeah, totally. Please do.
And if we should do it, please. Yeah, and if you say
back.
We should do it, I'm in.
Fuck yeah, lady. Whoever you are, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Yesterday was Natasha's birthday, but today
it's a whole new me.
My birthday. Thank you. And honey, just for even saying that, even though I know it isn't true, I love you.
I love you too.